live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, if you haven't been to Welney, the Welney Wetland and Wildfowl Trust, then do. It is a short drive away from Cambridge, but so worth it. A beautiful, beautiful part of the countryside. And recently there was a new heritage trail installed. The New Bedford River cuts right through the reserve. And the heritage trail details how it came to be dug out. The heritage trail consists of posts with information on it, and on each of the posts is a letter which reads, they will return to, it's a word rather, they will return to honour us. If you walk around the full length of the trail, on each of the posts is a word, and the sum of the words is, they will return to honour us. Been put together by a lot of people passionate about this project. I walked along Welney with Peter Deldorf, who wrote some of the panels, and Suki Ricks, who designed the beautiful panels, and I also spoke to people at Welney. But first of all, I had a chat with writer Jean Rees from The Word Garden on the background to this and the inspiration for that phrase, they will return to honour us.
The Word Garden has been working for quite a long time on community projects in the Fens, and I started looking into the history of Welney and found that there was a big battle at Dunbar, 1650. The soldiers were brought down, in fact, to the Fens. The words, they will return, which appear on the glass panels. What happened? The soldiers were fought, they were marched to Durham, they were buried in open graves. And recently, without my knowing it, I was already ferreting and looking into all this story. Durham started to build a cafe on the ground. The digger went down and up came the bones. They went straight to the story, and they rescued, and so they took out of the ground the soldiers that were there buried. No clothes, no ceremony, nothing. I actually went to Durham, held the bones of these soldiers that had been buried. So all the time, these soldiers were being brought back to life for me. And so my writing instinct was to write that story. I made up a story of a girl who looked for her soldier and followed her down. So we've got a history trail all the way down England in the 1500s with her following Tam till she gets down to the Fens. They construct the New Bedford River, which is there today, which prevents the Fens from flooding, including beautiful Cambridge. Eventually, Tam walks off into the landscape. We built this whole story, opened it because it was a piece of hidden history. And they will return. Comes directly from the idea that they fought, they died, they were buried, brought back to life, walked here. They then rebuilt the New Bedford River. They're somewhere still, and they are still alive. The idea of it being a permanent piece of work is totally thrilling.
So we're walking the heritage trail here at Welney. I've got with me Peter Deldorf and Suki Ricks. Peter was involved in writing the panels and Suki in designing them. And we're coming up to the first panel now, being guarded by a swan. So, Peter, explain to me what you did with the information and where you got the information from. That's a swan hissing us, so we'll stay, keep our distance.
So the information comes from an archive. So the project was really gathering all this information together, and then there were some outputs from the project. There was a play and a book and a story as well. And that was 2 or 3 years ago. After that, the idea of doing the heritage trail was proposed, so, and it's actually come to fruition. So on each post, there's a little bit of the story.
A lot of information there. How did you decide which bits should go on these posts?
I think I just wanted to tell the story of the soldiers. So before they got here, just imagine they fought in the Battle of Worcester. Before that, they marched down from Scotland over a month, 350 miles. They were defeated by Cromwell. 10,000 were captured. And then they're immediately marched to London. That's another 200 miles. And then about a month later, they marched up here. And then they were set to work for the next year, digging out these massive drains. So this, the 100-foot river that they worked on, is 21 miles long. There was an army of 10,000 men working on building it. And it's actually done in a year, which is an incredible feat of engineering. And the Scottish soldiers were really kind of a group that they could give any task, really, because they were prisoners. I mean, the other thing, if they tried to escape, and it says on one of the posts, they would be executed. essentially. Wow, so they were really prisoners of war.
Suzuki, how much freedom were you given in designing the post?
A huge amount of freedom. Obviously, I worked in conjunction with Jean Rees, and she'd written this story about one of the soldiers there, who she called Pam. She had in her story the phrase, "They will return to honour us."
And the posts are wood, so that's is that like wood from here, reclaimed wood?
Yes, it's just sort of natural, unseasoned wood.
And it blends into the environment?
And it does, yes.
Where we're walking now, like next to the river and in this beautiful countryside, quite nice having your work here.
It's lovely. I was very pleased when I first did this walk. It's so peaceful and it's very nice. And I'm very pleased with the way they've laid it out.
And what do you hope people will take away from it?
Well, I hope that they will understand the whole thing that is a phrase, forms a phrase, "They will return to honour us." And also, I made the plaques out of the colours of the rainbow, which I don't know if anybody will spot that, but hopefully they might.
And you've put a word from that phrase on each of the plaques.
That's right. So we've just passed "they," and we're coming up to "will." So "they" was in red, will be in orange.
Right, so here we are. We're coming up to the second plaque now. No swan guarding this one, so we're feeling a little bit safer.
Yeah, this talks about their arrival. So they arrived in September 1651, after the long journey that I described, at Erith, and it describes how they started out on the work. So it kind of describes the scene. So they were cutting this enormous channel, and it was a very wild place. I mean, it looks quite wild now, but it was part of a huge wetland of the fens before it had been drained. So they were cutting this huge drain through the peat. Brutally cold, if anyone knows the fens. It's, you know, very cold wind coming in from the east all the time.
We've just got a plane going overhead. Know, there's lots of things happening in this environment, isn't there? Yeah, wouldn't have been there in their day.
And it just describes the conditions they were in, had to face, really, for the year that they were here, roughly.
So let's go on to post three. So knowing what you do about how this river was produced and the slave labour, really, wasn't it?
Yes.
That went into it. How does it make you feel about the river?
Personally, I think it's important to mark the history of these people who are, you know, largely unknown, really. All poor men and unnoted by history. So I do feel it's important to mark their story.
And we're heading up to post three now, 3 of 7, I think.
We'll have a quick look.
The weather's against us, so we'll stop at post three. But this is, on a lovely day, a nice walk that people can take and learn something as well.
Absolutely. I think people come here regularly. It's a regular route for people, and I think that it will inspire them, I hope.
And this has got what a beautiful yellow that is, yes. When the word "return."
The red colours are not very easy to do in glass, but the yellows and the blues are.
Yes, the words are in glass, set into glass, which is lovely.
This one actually, it sort of actually records a document that was distributed, and the words are here. That if any prisoner should try to escape, they will be proceeded against by martial law and punished with death. And many did try to escape.
And the plan is for this, to be uprooted when this area floods, but then to be put back again. So this heritage trail will always be here at Wellney.
Yes.
How lovely. That's lovely.
Right. Yes, it is, isn't it?
Learning this story, has had any impact on you?
And before this, I was interested in history, but not very interested. And it has opened a window into the past. And, you know, in the more things I do, I'd very much like to keep looking into these histories. So, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Emma, Events and Marketing Officer here at the Wellney Wetlands Centre. So we're really honoured to have been the location for the story of the Scottish soldiers, and we are looking forward to welcoming visitors to come and see the heritage trail that is now in place from our main observatory out onto the summer walk. The staff and volunteers here took part in actually installing the boards that are out there. They'll be available for people to see whilst the summer walk is open, so from about mid-spring until early autumn each year.
And does it give people who come here a different perspective on Welney, do you think?
Absolutely. The summer walk's quite a tranquil area of the reserve, so people can go out, enjoy the wildlife, and then learn a little bit more about the history of the Ouse Washes and the work and effort that it took to make that particular part of the New Bedford River.
And did you learn something through this project?
I definitely did, and it's been so lovely to work with different people, different organisations, and learn more about the site that we all work and love anyway. So, yeah, it's been really fascinating.
Emma Brand finishing off that report there. Get yourself out to Welney. It's so beautiful. They do a sunrise, a dawn swan feeding there, I believe, at certain times of the year, which is incredible. You can find out more about Welney and the Heritage Trail at the website www.wt.org.uk.
Live and local.
Cambridge 105.